Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are to cap the year. I'm Doug Steffen, along with DJ Veers, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. We call upon him frequently to come and share his thoughts about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as this is the end of the year, we're going to do a two-hour expanded version. Michael Harrison is not available this week, so we'll take all of the 10 stories from this past year and the people list, and we'll throw in some cultural things. Lots of it's all of the things are pretty predictable, I think, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at the list, I'm going to go through the list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't recognize my voice, or say, "Huh? Who's that guy?" So the top stories and the people, will go through the list, and then we'll sort of take them apart as we feel. You all have your own lists of what you think are the most important News Talk stories of the year, or the most important people. So we'll balance those with the list that Talkers Magazine has come up with. On the story side, at number 10, the death of Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, all the crime and violence going on in our country. At number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran. At number 7, the whole business of problems on the border. Number 6, the First Amendment and social media, how the two play together or don't. Number 5, the voting legislation conversation that's been going on with various bills passed around the country at various times this past year. And that floats into number 4, Black Lives Matter, race relations, that sort of thing. At number 3, we still, after a year, talking about January 6th. Number 2, the economy and what's going on. This list has been pretty much the same. Number 1 is COVID, as you might expect. Hasn't this list, I'll ask, go around the room here. Victoria, don't you think the list pretty much has been the same? At least the top 7, 8 things here, maybe even top 9 things, have shown themselves very frequently through the year.
That's true. Yeah, these are big issues and have a broad reach, and so yeah, I'm not surprised it sort of stayed in the headlines. Not a whole lot, you know, felt like it moved. COVID, of course, number 1, and that's just, you know, I think that a lot of the other issues maybe took a back seat almost. I mean, January 6th has gotten a lot of attention, but in 2021, when I think of, like, BLM and race relations, I think more of 2020 than 2021. But, it's unfortunately, these problems have not been solved. That's why they're still on the list.
See. So, John, as a guy who does talk radio every day like we do on WMEL, the existence of these problems, these issues, if we keep going over them and over them and over them, you like to think that they're on the list because the folks at Talkers think there's a new wrinkle to them all the time. But at some point, do they wear out their welcome? Do people get, is there a problem even among those of us who want to have an expansive audience? Like the DJV program in itself does not necessarily focus on these, because most of these stories, or many of them, are politically generated, and we're not big into politics, per se. Is it a challenge to you, as a regular local sort of talk show host, to deal with these things and put them into a column that basically gives a reflective view from the local view? How does COVID impact the Space Coast? How does the economy, and that's how you do in good talk radio programs, they take the national issues and apply them to their local situation, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, Doug, but I also think in general, listeners, at least here on the Space Coast, are pretty much burned out on the stories. They're burned out on the people from this year, or if you want to say this past year. And there's a need for something new to come on the horizon for people to really rally around and talk about, whether it be pro or con or whatever. But the top 10 stories of the year, obviously COVID-19, something that people are dealing with, but they're just tired of. The economy, I think the economy, guys, is something that perhaps, at least here in our area, that's something that people do want to talk about, and they talk about it right now in a very positive manner, because a lot of huge and very big things are happening here on the Space Coast. 2022 is going to be a big year for growth here. So the economy is something that people are very interested in. But as you go down the list, January 6th, race relations, voter legislation, so on and so forth, there's a lot of burnout factor there.
Well, I think that affects who's listening to the radio, frankly, and how they're listening to it. I don't mean to put down the radio stations. That's not my job here at all. It's to encourage people to be listening to this format and get excited. But I sense it, and I've been doing this for a long time, that there's burnout here. I did not go through the people list. I want to do that before we bring Jay in. At number 10 on the people list, Limbaugh. At number 9, the two leaders of China and Russia. Number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is at 5. Mitch McConnell and Pelosi are at 4, tied there. Fauci is 3. Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. Same list all year long, pretty much, right? Joe Manchin, kind of, the newest addition, if you will, to this list. And I think we've all figured that he's probably going to run for president. Might be an interesting candidate, in fact. So Jay from social media, Jay Kirshner is in charge of our social media on the DJV program and the trending things that we keep our eyes on so that we don't get lost. And that's why I say the trending things that we talk about are not always the things that are in the story list that come from listening to the programs. So I guess, again, is there a disconnect somehow between the people who are hosting programs, what they're talking about, and what some listeners want to hear more about, i.e., the things that are trending that we talk about? What do you have?
COVID-19, there's definitely a lot of engagement regarding any topic throughout the year from COVID-19, whether people are for the masks, against the masks, they believe that COVID is actually happening, they think it's a fake situation, vaccine mandates, that is definitely a hot topic that have people representing every which side on social media coming and saying how they feel. And I think that's kind of, we talk about social media and that's one of the topics on the list, and it can be a bad thing. But it also gives everybody a platform to chime in on the valuable conversations that actually are happening.
But how valuable are their comments? How valuable are the, and this is not prejudicial, because the world of News Talk Radio obviously depends on listener engagement. Talk radio is not like background. Music radio is, for the most part, through most of the day, just background music like a jukebox anymore. The people that own radio stations, big companies, medium-sized companies, have basically ruined the idea of having popular hosts and having fun with jocks that have lots to say about the music or about what's going on, having fun. That's gone for the most part. So then how do we keep the radio, whether it's news talk or music, how do we keep it vital?
Well, to answer the question on what's valuable, I think that value comes from the eye of the beholder. If you are along with one stance, say you're for COVID vaccine mandates, you might not find opposing views very valuable. Or say you're against the mandates, you might not find people who say that they should be happening very valuable.
No. So I think one of the things that is a player in all of this, maybe it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, are podcasts. Most people who do talk radio programs, and some others who are on the radio, do a podcast of one sort or another. John, do you, at WMEL, do you fellas who are on the air there, do you have a podcast that you do for the locals?
At the moment, we do not, but that's something in the new year that, we're going to be doing, yes.
Well, but the other side of that is, and again, I'm not trying to shoot the goose here, but for most people, we do a DJV show podcast. We even have one of the Talk Radio Countdown show and other things that I do, like the American Family Farmer and the DJV Health Program. But it's basically a synopsis, if you will, of the things that we talk about on the air. And a lot of people who are experts in this area say, you're going to have original content. So I've done a few of those podcasts. And if you don't have a lot of promotion behind you, you're Whistling Dixie. Victoria, you've had this Beauty Pop podcast on the air for a number of years. Not on the air, but you've had it available. How many years have you been doing that?
Just a year. Yeah. But we did it, we did it. You have to go into it, I think, with a very clear intention. I did it when the pandemic began because I wanted to stay in touch with my friend, and we just had a wonderful escape to talk about pop culture and beauty products every week. So we weren't looking to make money off of it or, you know, we happened to build a small following of people who liked what we were doing. But you're right, without a big network behind you and promotion and things like that, it's very hard to make a dent because there are just so many podcasts now. So it's tough.
What it's done is make the big companies like iHeart bigger. That's what it is. They keep continuous, like every other industry that we talk about, whether it's the big ag companies that are trying to put the small farmers out of business, whether it's banks, big banks putting little banks out of business, whether it's you pick and choose whatever the industry is. And there's always there are now is more prevalent than ever. I think this is one of the big stories with regard to the economy, which is number two on the list. I think the wrinkle here is that so many companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger no matter what the business, and the local mom and pop people, and it all maybe started with Walmart when you think about it, how what used to be when you went through Main Street America and you saw a little drugstore and a hardware store and a supermarket and all, it's all gone. Walmart's put them all out of business, and that's why for years and years I've always had a bad taste in my mouth, and it's gotten me into trouble on the air because I take shots at them, and they were advertisers, and they decided not to advertise.
There's a CVS on every corner, too. It's just like a Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's just all franchises. We're a franchise nation now.
And so everything is the same. We all become the same.
Yep.
And I think there's a danger in that. We need to maybe, when we look ahead to 2022, encourage independent, individual thinking on things instead of this, like what we have is the two sides and that's it. 19 after the hour on the countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from the DJV program. The hosts of the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, is not with us this week. But, as usual, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program. Jake Kirshner is here from the DJV show. And John Harper is here, a carrier and follower of fashion of this program and the one that preceded it for many years. John runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, a longtime friend, and always has something to say as a representative, I think a good representative of the talk radio world, frankly, as it's done very well on the Space Coast. You get an overview of what's important nationally and locally, and that's kind of the drift that we're in here this morning. As we look at the top stories as provided by Talkers Magazine, the list is at talkers.com, and also we put it at the DJVShow.com website as well. Jay Kirshner in social media normally every hour of the program. So what comments? Let's start with entertainment stories that you followed most during this past year. What are people saying about that? Listeners identified nicely by their names. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Randy Hendrickson followed the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and all of the news that was leading up to the trial the most. Cheryl Grazik's focus is on Betty White turning 100 next month.
Sweet.
So definitely in the camp of let's just look ahead rather than looking backward. Stacey Airey was definitely following some of the stuff that we followed closely. The Britney Spears being freed from her conservatorship. The Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy where so many fans were crushed, 10 people killed, 300 treated for injuries. It was a whole situation, whole tragedy. And the Rust film set shooting when Alec Baldwin shot and killed the cinematographer and injured the director.
You put a list together of the biggest pop culture stories of this past year. And on the top of the list is the Britney Spears conservatorship situation, the fact that it ended, but all of the things which really started this past summer, right?
Well, the first really big thing was when Britney on June 23rd, she called out her 13-year conservatorship as abusive. She commented that she'd been wanting to get out. She would have fought harder a lot sooner, but she didn't know that that was even an option. She, the Bessemer Trust, who was part of her conservatorship, they asked the judge to withdraw. The judge granted that approval, also granted Brittany's request to hire on her own attorney to represent her. Her manager of 25 years goes away. Pretty much all of the rats started running away from the sinking ship. And then by November 12th, Judge Penny terminated the entire conservatorship.
But there's still back and forth, even in December, between the family and Brittany or various members of the family. Wasn't it not that long ago the father was trying to get Brittany or her money to pay his legal bill, right?
Yeah, he still wants her to pay the bill of all of his legal fees, which she was doing under the conservatorship. So you have to think about this. She was paying for her own legal team representing her as well as the legal team fighting her during the conservatorship. So she was putting the bill for everything. And she's going to drag down everybody, and as she should, her father, her brother, there was claims of him being kind of abusive even before the conservatorship even started, her mom and her sister, whether they had more of a hand in all of this or if they were just, you know, kept quiet and they're guilty for that as well.
We should have a list, a year-end list of top 10 scum buckets of the year, and her father would be right there along with the guy that runs China and Putin and that bunch. All right, food for thought. We continue. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this New Year's morning, a tornado watch is in effect still from Arkansas to Kentucky as this new year is starting with a threat of twisters in northeast Arkansas, southeast Missouri, western Tennessee, and southern Kentucky in particular. The tornado watch in effect until 7 a.m. Central. Meanwhile, beaches are closed in parts of Southern California after over 2 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into an L.A. harbor. A news release from the city of Long Beach says between 2 and 4 million gallons of raw sewage leaked into the Dominguez Channel on Thursday. It empties into the ocean. The city says it's closing all swimming areas near the channel because of that spill. New York City officially has its new mayor, and Eric Adams, sworn in just minutes after the ball dropped in Times Square. The 61-year-old Democrat, New York City's 110th mayor. This is USA Radio News. America is still mourning the loss of comedic actress Betty White. She passed away yesterday at 99. She had had a career through the 50s and 60s. It was in the 70s, though, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show that she really caught America's attention, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
She played Sue Ann Nivens, who hosted the Happy Homemaker TV show.
Oh, if you get too close, you're afraid the little pilot light of desire that flickers within you might turn your whole oven on.
She played Rose from St. Olaf, Minnesota, on TV's The Golden Girls.
I should have said no to the Miss St. Olaf beauty pageant. It was 1951. That was the first year they let humans enter, too.
And she played Erica Ostrowski on the TV show Hot in Cleveland.
You thought Liberace was straight?
I could have turned him.
She won 7 Emmy Awards and became the first woman ever to win an Emmy for serving as a game show host.
And this is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Show's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown, the things that are published every week by Talkers Magazine and every year, the annual list. We're all about that. As we have some luminaries from the DJV program here, Jay Kirshner in charge of social media, Victoria Keelan in charge of herself and her own thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend John Harper, who's here from WMEL. So we're taking apart the list, and you know, it always wraps itself around the biggest news stories of the year. But you asked Jay on our social media, all of our social media, questions about the news stories that people listening follow during the year. You want to give us a roundup of what some of the listeners have said, what's most important to them, and what they follow the most?
Lynn Hafner has been following news of the COVID vaccine mandates the most, where Joanne Clawfley followed the stories around the Cuomo brothers. Both of them have really been going through it. Mm-hmm. Gianne Morales followed the Kyle Rittenhouse trial the most. Chris Burton says the biggest news story for him was Americans being left in Afghanistan.
So, isn't it
when you look back at everything, it did not feel like that much stuff happened this year until you really start putting everything together and you're like, oh, that was this year, that was this year too, that was this year.
I like forgot about Afghanistan until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
It's just the news cycle burns so quickly that Afghanistan was a big, big story, and then it just completely
went away. Well, the Cuomo brothers were. The Cuomo brothers thing is a big story.
No, I'm in the in the New York, New Jersey area. I thought maybe it would be bigger here than nationally, but it was a national story for sure.
And
I
mean, some of these other trials.
List, I added that one for sure.
Yeah. And think about all the trials that took place this year. The wrap of the Ghislaine Maxwell thing just happened. Kim, yep. The Potter trial, the Minneapolis Dwayne, what's his face?
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin. I just push these names out of my brain.
Yeah, Derek Chauvin, and that was a, you know, I think he, I know that it's hard to have just 10 names, you know, for the year on the talkers list, but yeah, if it was expanded, I mean, there are a lot of names that I certainly would add, Derek Chauvin being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that was the case. And what about other names? Any other names that pop in to our surveillance? Basically, this, John, this is a surveillance, we're in the surveillance mode. And I'm thinking about Dr. Fauci, I mean, the fact he's on the list, but all of the things around I'm looking at this South African doctor who's had, at least in the last month or so of the year, has been very important to the whole story of Omicron and that. Where does that lead us? What's going to be next? And people say, well, what's next after this one? One of the things, as a matter of fact, about that I've heard from a lot of people that stirred the pot the last week or so, maybe in the last couple of days, is the fact that if you get, and I think we talked about this on the DJV program, if you get Omicron, the antibodies will protect you from any other variant of the COVID. Whereas if you get Delta, it won't. It'll only protect you from the Delta variant, which I find very interesting. So there are some people, didn't we talk about this, or was I talking to some friends about this? They're actually going out trying to get...
Well, I don't know. You and I were joking about that yesterday off the air, yeah. But I don't know that anyone who's actively trying to get it, because you don't know what variant you're going to get. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be nice to get Omicron if you're going to get it, right? You want to get Omicron.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, again, you pick and choose.
It would be nice to get
Because it has the mildest symptoms, but it gives you the protection against Delta, which is so bizarre that this virus is so crazy. You would think that Delta, which is still hospitalizing people, right? Delta is
a lot of people.
A lot of people. And
most people in the hospital that are having a problem with the virus, most people who are in the hospital are Delta.
Yeah.
It's not Omicron.
People are still dying from Delta. Right.
Yeah.
And so you would think that a more serious variant would provide the antibodies that you would need to go up against Omicron. And it's the other way around. So the milder one is the one that's giving you the boost, and it's like by 1,000% of the antibodies that you need to fight off Delta. It's just, this virus is just so, it's wild.
And
it really is.
Remember, there were some anti-vaxxers who deliberately tried to get COVID-19 when it originally came on the scene, and they thought it would do nothing. They ended up dying from it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's a separate. This is a focus on talk radio. I can come up with the names of at least three guys who were talk radio hosts who died this year, and they all were on the air talking about how it was a joke. It was a bad thing
to
take
hoax. They love to say that. It's all a hoax.
And then, you know, Phil Valentine was probably the best known, although Mark Berninger was big in your area, John. And they were on the air talking about how, you know, what a waste it was or what a joke it was. And then after the fact, Phil said, you know, you should get a shot. I think I don't remember that Mark Berninger said that. He got so sick so fast, I don't think he said anything. He went downhill like a rock.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that in the Daytona Beach area. He had been there for, I think, well over 20 years, maybe 30.
Yeah, he was from New York. He went down there from Providence, if I'm remembering correctly, and he wanted to live down there. He's a
nice
good guy. Yeah, good guy.
Nice
good
guy. Did it.
Phil was too.
Talk show and very tragic loss.
Yeah. And who's the other one that I can't remember? There's one other one.
There was a third big one, right? It was Phil Valentine. Was another. Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say maybe out in Arizona or somewhere out west. Mm. I feel like that's where maybe they were. There were a lot of them, and it was unfortunate that, you know, people take a stand on this stuff and they don't realize it until their loved ones are left without them. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
What it points out, and this is a dangerous thing for me to say, probably. It really points out how ridiculous some of the talk radio machinations have been and what people think they have to do in order to get an audience.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, sticking to this tripe about not, you know, it's Trump's virus where the Democrats said, I'm not getting a shot because it's Trump's shot. I mean, what stupidity. That's really it. When you get right down to it, there's no lack of
stupidity. Well, I'm a Democrat, and I lined up for the shot. So, yeah. And every other Democrat I know
did, too. But what
difference
does it make whether you're a Democrat or Republican?
It doesn't matter.
Right,
yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
And all these lines in the sand that have been drawn, all it does is it's an artificial creation of trouble, which we don't need. If you look back, John, I was talking earlier about the astrological impact of where we are right now and how this last 12, 13 years, starting in 2008, when there were cycles that were pointed right toward danger, and we all know since 2008, the world has been miserable in many respects.
Yeah.
You know, monetarily, the physical health and well-being. The fact that our country's death rate has brought down the average age that a person would listen to by a year, by a year and a half. Think about that. In 2 years, a year and a half has been taken. The average in 2018 or 19 was like 78.5 or 6, and now it's 77. In 2 years, with all of this stuff, we've lost a year and a half on the average age that an American will live to. That's
just
pretty
from COVID
astounding.
Deaths, right?
And mostly it's COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly it's COVID. But there are a lot of other people who are getting, you know, if you really want to dig into it, medical care sucks now for a lot of people. They can't afford it. Mm-hmm. They don't have access to it. And so people are getting sick. And because, once again, just like everything else, these big, huge corporations are buying up all the hospitals, and they're deciding who's going to get what kind of treatment, what the relationship is going to be between you and your insurance company. Yeah. And so as a result of that, I mean, I think you look at that as a definite cause, not the only cause, but a definite cause, as to why we have the spiraling negative impact of people dying earlier. It's just, at some point in time, I'm a capitalist through and through, but at some point, and I think that if I look back at Biden, I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he's done, it's like Trump. I could do without his personality, but he did a lot of good things as president. Biden's done some good things, like wanting to curb the impact of all these big businesses, especially in agriculture, where big ag is really limiting your health and well-being as well by limiting your choices for food. Whether you realize it or not, there are four major companies that control the seed supply, what you can, you know, the choices that you have, where you can grow this stuff. It's pretty serious. And then,
well, and the right to repair, right? You couldn't even fix your own tractor.
Right. Can't fix your own car.
If you're a small farmer, how does that not put you out of business?
It does. It's exactly what it is. It's what Big Ag wants, to put all the little guys out of business so they can then decide what the prices are going to be for the food that we eat. We all see what's happened because of COVID to the price of food. Look at the price of food today at the end of 2021 versus the price of food at the end of 2020. It's up 20%, sometimes more, depending on what you're buying. So these are all important, critical things that we've been talking about during the course of the year that I think need not to be forgotten, frankly, in the overall, the world that we live in, kind of. So, Jay, you also have been asking for New Year's resolutions and what people may have for goals, and we'll get to that as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top stories for the year 2021 in our focus as we have our discussions this week. And on the list at number 10, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 9, all of the stories, all the conversation, all the focus on crime and violence, defunding the police, etc. Number 8, our relationship with the folks that are not so friendly with us anymore, and we're not so friendly with them, the Chinese and the Russians. Number 7, immigration and border problems. Number 6, social media and how it's impacted by the First Amendment, or vice versa. Voting legislation, Black Lives Matter, sort of tied together 5 and 4. And at number 3, the January 6th fiasco. Number 2, the economy and our focus on that which doesn't seem to sync with a lot of other things that are being touted in our country. And COVID, obviously, is number one on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. I lovingly refer to him, well, not so lovingly, as Bad Vlad or Pukin Putin. Number 8, I don't even like to mention this guy's name, Xi. All right, Xi Jinping. All right, 7 is Kamala Harris. 6 is Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, number 3. Trump is 2, and Biden's 1. One looks at that list and wonders out loud, how many of those people on the list are going to run for president in 2024? Pretty much every American that's on that list, so from 7 to the top of the list, Harris, Manchin, DeSantis, McCarthy, Pelosi, Trump, probably not Pelosi, but the rest of them are probably all running, right? Very interesting list as we try to make things interesting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into another world, another zone here. Lots of things going on. You can hear the stimulus from the people on the DJV program as we overview the top stories from News Talk Radio this past year, according to Talkers Magazine, a list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. John Harper from WMEL. The vaccine, the anti-vaxxers and Ivanka, say it again, Doug. Ivanka. Her too. John, what are the locals down there taking shots at her? I mean, Trump got the shot, so yeah. what are they taking?
It's kind of interesting in the fact that it was publicized that she received her her shot. I don't know if it was a booster or her first vaccination shot. And
the anti-vaxxers,
I think it's her booster. Yeah.
The booster, yeah.
Yeah, the anti-vaxxers have been all over her, thinking that she has now betrayed them for getting that shot.
But she got the... Yeah. I used to follow her on Instagram. She got the shot as soon as she was in the age category to get it.
Yeah.
I think Ivanka and I got the shot at, like, the same week, the first one, and then the second one. So this is old news if the anti-vaxxers are just discovering that Ivanka's got the vaccine. It's like, they need to read more in many ways.
Well, there are a lot of intelligent people, a lot of friends of mine, some very dear friends who are very intelligent, just think that it's the end of the world, and the vaxxers are getting, you know, they're, I don't know, it just is befuddling, frankly. But we respect everybody's point of view. That's an important part of what's going on here. All right. Thank you, folks. We'll continue with this. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. As we end the year, we have the top items from the world of technology. We normally do that at this point every week. Top five items from the week. I wonder how many of these would be cast in stone if we were looking at the top five of the year. There's always, I think, starting out with number five, the focus on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is next week, has always been a big draw, right? So it'll be something that might appear on an annual list. So what's the scoop, the latest scoop on the CES?
Well, CES is still happening as of now, but their attendance is really dwindling, and especially with the major brands like Microsoft and Google and Intel, and T-Mobile and Lenovo and TikTok and Meta, which is Facebook, they've all backed out. So they're going to be doing some sort of a virtual presentation rather than being in person. Now, it was a pretty big blow to the CES organizers. However, they said what did happen was that they have more people signing up who are from smaller and medium-sized companies. So there may be more exposure for those smaller companies, which would be really great for this year. So we'll see how it ends up. And, you know, CES is always fun, even if you're not that familiar with it. Whenever you see a TV news report and you see all, like, the cool gadgets that come out of CES, it's always fun to see what the next trends will be.
Well, on the DJV program, we're going to keep up with it like we usually do. Holland Cook, who goes there every year for us, is going to report every day, and so is our car guy, Nick Miles. He'll be there, so all of that, we'll keep up with it. And there will be a lot of different people there, and that'll be kind of cool, different companies.
I think Chrysler is planning on unveiling their first electric SUV at CES.
Yes,
so it's interesting how cars and tech have now completely meshed
come together
into one category.
They are. Think about it. All right, number four. The distrust of Facebook. This isn't just this week. So how is this all pulling together?
So we know that Americans, Americans use social media. Most Americans use Facebook. But 64% in a new poll say that the government needs to do more to rein in these big tech companies. People are caught, you know, they don't want to get rid of Facebook because they feel like they're not going to be connected to family and friends anymore, and they have 3 billion monthly users around the world, but most Americans are very skeptical, especially with Facebook. That came in at the top, or bottom, however you want to say it. 72% of respondents said they just don't trust Facebook at all with their data and privacy. TikTok was second, which was kind of surprising, followed by Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and then Amazon was on the sort of better end of the spectrum. More people seem to trust Amazon than Facebook.
Number three on our list of the top five is a focus on Apple and their AirTags.
Yeah, this is certainly a story that's been building and building for the last few months. Apple's AirTags are being used for all sorts of nefarious reasons, from stealing cars to stalking women coming, you know, in and out of bars. It's been really bad, and a lot of local police departments across the country are seeing such an influx in these crimes. The best thing you can do is if you've parked your car in a public spot, especially if you have a newer car, it doesn't need to be a high-end car, but if it's a newer car, car thieves are stealing anything that they can that's new. Just, you want to make sure, if you have an iPhone, make sure that you check on your Bluetooth to see what's connected. And if it's an AirTag that you don't own, go right to the police station because you probably won't be able to find it on the car yourself. Do not drive home because someone is watching you.
Somebody's watching. Yeah. Number two, an apology from Intel to China?
Yeah, this was pretty outrageous. This did not make a lot of people happy this week. Intel issued an apology to their Chinese partners and customers after they told local suppliers that they would not be using labor or goods sourced from the country's Xinjiang region, which is where the Uyghur Muslims are being, you know, forced into camps and forced labor. And so then Intel, after going along with all this, which, by the way, was a bill that was signed by President Biden that no American company is allowed to import anything from this region unless the region can prove, unless this the company can prove that forced labor was not used. Well, that's almost impossible to do. So, but Intel has $20 billion a year in business with the Chinese market, and they employ 10,000 Chinese people. So after agreeing to this legally, they went back on and essentially apologized to China. They took out all of the clauses that they originally had put in their letter, and so the White House clearly not happy about this. Jen Psaki said American companies should never feel the need to apologize for standing up for human rights. So
number one,
not good.
T-Mobile cyber attack.
Yep, T-Mobile cyber attack. This is another one. If you have T-Mobile, it's pretty simple. This was not a widespread one, but it could still affect your data. So just contact T-Mobile and see what they're doing to rectify it. Always check your credit reports. Keep an eye on that just to make sure no one's opened anything in your name.
So much of that crap going on in the name of technology and advancement. Yuckabunga. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.